And we're back. Wait, we're just starting.
That was For Whom the Bell Tolls by Metallica here on College Radio, Boston. Wait, how do people in Boston say Boston?
Boston.
Bastards.
They give that kind of... I don't know. You're the one that works with...
We don't have any listeners in Boston, do we?
Oh, probably not.
You know what? People in Boston are not allowed. There's a block there.
You know what's funny? We don't have any listeners in most cities, actually.
Oh. Suddenly my delight turned to sadness.
Yeah, you could say that about most cities. We also don't have any listeners in Mumbai. We don't have any listeners in Des Moines. We don't have any listeners in Reading. Oh, wait. We have one listener in Reading.
And she's the best.
Yes.
Sexy librarian. Yes. Although she may not listen to That Gets My Goat.
Likely.
By the way, this is That Gets My Goat.
It is That Gets My Goat. Welcome.
Usually we have a child or robot or old person.
Or a goat. Here, hold this. You can put this at the start. Ready? You're listening to That Gets My Goat. We need a special intro for the show that has like a goat going, meh, meh. Maybe we can sample that one goat from that Aflac commercial that's like the example of the bad insurance company or whatever, where they're like, do they give you money even though you can't work? And the goat goes, meh, meh.
I don't know of that commercial. You know? I would assume it airs during sports.
That's possible. That's where all the good commercials air, by the way.
No, that's a good point. Okay, there's a beer commercial that you were telling me about.
Uh-huh.
It was just a work of art, beer commercial.
A lot of beer commercials are. It's strange.
What's the name of the dude that's in it?
You got to be
okay,
remind me more of the commercial.
A man and an extraordinarily beautiful woman are sitting poolside.
Oh,
she in
some kind
of state of undress.
Adrian Peterson.
Right. Oh, well, you've ruined it now. No. Okay.
No, I haven't.
So he's watching a football game on like his little...
His PSP or his iPhone or something like that.
Okay. How does beer fall into it? Oh, at the end she offers him a beer?
I don't know that this is actually a beer commercial.
Okay. Well, tell me the commercial.
It's a commercial for like your access to be able to watch things on your iPhone or whatever. Yeah. This guy's sitting poolside at, I don't know...
But
the Bellagio or something.
They only have extraordinarily beautiful women in beer commercials.
That is pretty common. And this extraordinary beautiful woman says, I'm going to go take a dip in the pool. And she goes and gets in the pool and he's like, oh yeah. And he pulls out his iPhone and starts watching football on the iPhone. And he's like, oh yeah, go,
Minnesota Vikings, right?
Go, right. And the Vikings are, Adrian Peterson's running and he's running. He's like, yeah, oh yeah. And then all of a sudden, you see Adrian Peterson in full uniform come out of the pool. He wraps a towel around the top of his helmet and sits down on the chair next to this guy where his girlfriend had been sitting. And then this guy is looking at Adrian Peterson just being like, whoa. And Adrian Peterson looks over and says, you're imagining me as Adrian Peterson again, aren't you?
In the girl's voice, right?
Right. And then the guy says, no, don't be silly, Adrian Peterson. And yeah, that commercial cracks me up for some reason.
Now, if I ruled the world, I would institute a mandatory "Don't be silly, Adrian Peterson" is a catchphrase rule or law or you know, a bylaw.
Well, then you should rule the world. Hopefully, that will come to pass soon.
And you know, it's possible that like college kids right now say "Don't be silly, Adrian Peterson" all the time, the same way that they said. Right, or that we said, you're the man now, dog. Or what was another thing that we would say? I don't want your life when we were in college.
Wow, you were doing
these
that
were
with...
things you remember, right?
Yeah, but the accent was off on the I don't want your life. You had some kind of, I don't know what the edge to it that you had on there, but.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, well, how did it actually go?
Yeah, you had some kind of the surfer bit on there at the end where it was like, I don't want your life. That's it. It was Keanu Reeves saying that line.
Whoa.
Instead of, who is it that says that? What's that guy's name? I forgot.
James Vanderbeek.
Yeah. I don't want your life. Yeah, we used to say that all the time for some reason. Why was that?
What was the setup for that? What was the line before that he was responding to?
It was something his dad said. It was the whole a-hole dad that wants him to do whatever. And he said, screw you, a-hole dad. Because his glory years were his high school football years. And so he wanted his son to be as pathetic as he was, apparently.
Really? But see, I thought the whole point of the movie was that it never got any better than high school football.
That could be the point. I don't know.
I believe like Ellie Larder put whipped cream on her private parts and he's like, no, football better. You saw this movie, right?
I did, but it wasn't memorable and I saw it more than 10 years ago probably. So there's that. It was less memorable than the original Tron movie, okay? End of line.
Yeah.
That's a new catchphrase, by the way. I'm mandatoriating it. Mandating it.
You were mandating. I knew it.
Oh, crap.
I'm sorry. No straight man could have that good a hair.
I was having a bromance. Have you heard that phrase?
I have. I kind of like it, but... Okay.
Just because you've had several.
You have to make out with one dude in the world, one famous dude. Who would it be? And if you say Adrian Peterson, that's okay.
Don't be silly, Adrian Peterson. I don't know. I would want someone...
who would you say is like the handsomest dude out?
See, I don't know that I would go the handsomest dude if I had to make out
who's
with the dude.
Zach Galifianakis. Who's the hairiest?
I wouldn't go there either. I'd probably try and get a dude that was as close to being a woman already as possible.
I'm your dream maker.
No, that guy's not close to being a woman. Sorry. That's a question I'd need to put a little more thought into. Yeah, Zach Galifianakis, you got it.
He's kind of a likable dude.
He's...
They call him like homeless Jesus or something like that in The Bachelor.
They call him Fat Jesus.
Fat Jesus, okay. The Bachelor. What's it called? The Hangover.
It's funny, fat guy fall down.
Okay, there's that scene where they're tasing them.
Mm-hmm.
How much money would I have to pay you to tase you?
I don't think that I would go there. I'm sorry. I've heard enough stories on the news of somebody who was tased and then dropped dead. They're not 100% safe. They are less likely to kill you than a bullet, but you never know what's going to happen when you hit somebody with that much electricity, so I wouldn't go there.
Well, they say, and they talk a lot, that every policeman forced to be tased so that they know... So that they know what it's like or so that they know how to handle somebody that has been tased. I'm not really sure what the reason.
I think it's...
Maybe it's so that other people will have a cool story and say, hey, did you know that police officers are required to be tased before they employ
tasers? Just for
tasers?
A story, yes. No, I think it's just so they know what they're unleashing so they don't just go around and do it willy-nilly because it's no big deal.
So Zach Galifianakis, huh?
No, I don't know. That was supposed to be a funny joke to finish it off.
Speaking of finishing it off.
Why are we on this subject at all, I guess, is that gets my goat, so nobody cares. But
no, that nobody does care.
That's what we take away from this whole
story. This is the first that gets my goat of the new year.
Oh.
Do you have anything that has really gotten your goat recently?
I don't think so. My goat is... free range goat these days. Hasn't been gotten in a while.
Okay.
Haven't been too upset about anything. I've been on vacation for several days now. Ever since Christmas Eve. That was my last day of work. And so I'm happy. Of course, this will seem weird because it hasn't been like a month that I've been off of work. But it'll probably be about then that the show finally comes. No,
well,
it'll be more like a week.
This is what gets my goat. Yeah, these are pretty timely.
Okay.
We had a very long, like a 2.5 hour recording session of your experiences in California.
Uh-huh.
And I ended up splitting that into 3 episodes. And normally I use box.net to host the That Gets My Goat episodes. And your middle episode where you mostly talked about Disneyland was too big. I recorded it at 128 kph. What do they call it?
KBPH. I believe it's just bits per second.
Bits. And it was far too big, and so I took it down to 96, still too big. I took it down to 48, and it was just barely over their limit for size of files.
Yeah, Box.net does have that drawback.
And so I got really angry, and I didn't know what to do. So we probably should have split it into 4.
Well, it worked out.
You found another way to host it, right?
Yeah, yeah. There's somebody who turned me on to archive.org, which will host your files for free. That's their thing, is they want to make an archive of stuff. So I tried that out, and yeah, that worked fine for that. They don't have any size limit. They don't charge you. It was all good. I think we may eventually migrate the whole podcast over to that if I can. It sounded like some kind of an animal.
I have a mogwai in my pants.
Jeez. So I suppose that'll be cut out. So let me.
Oh, don't be silly, Adrian Peterson. Sorry, I can't really sell that.
But yeah, we may mogwai the whole podcast over. We may mogwai it in. We may migrate the whole thing over there and figure out. Yeah, somebody was saying that's a way that you can do your podcast completely for free.
Insinuating that podcasts migrate.
I'm sorry.
Worthless joke. And I interrupted you just before.
Yeah, we'll see how that works. We may end up having that. Maybe then we can have a feed with That Gets My Goat. Maybe I should start it that way. Put all of That Gets My Goats onto the archive.org, and then we can try and get a That Gets My Goat feed going. And if that works out okay, then we can do the regular show also that way. Since That Gets My Goat has always been kind of a testing ground of sorts. Which, jeez, man.
I did that one on purpose.
We're all
testing out the new microphones.
See how sensitive they are? Whether they can pick up the fart that echoes off of the wooden chair.
It's like a flapping fart. Burns all in your underwear. So this is the first episode since the California Adventure.
Uh-huh. Actually, we didn't go to California Adventure, but just Disneyland and the beach and the traffic. Sorry. I seem to have thrown you entirely for a loop. You were going somewhere.
I was going somewhere. It's been a while since we've actually recorded any of these things. So surely things have happened that we would want to talk about.
Well, we can talk about stuff. They're just not goaty.
But there's nothing things. Interesting that has happened in your life. I remember when we first started this and each show would be like 15 minutes long or 12 minutes long.
And they got longer and longer.
And then, yeah, that 42-minute That Gets My Goat on Christmas on Disneyland. I guess we can never go that long again. But nothing? Nothing that you want to share with the listener?
Well, I was hoping that we could have more Adventures of Rish in the karaoke contest in the Gets My Goat. Because we wrapped up this thing. This thing came to a big... It came to a head. Sorry, excuse my language. It finished.
In my pants. And in retrospect, it's a shame that we didn't record a bunch of little episodes that were just, you know, here's Rish's update on the karaoke contest, because I did end up going to the final.
The final?
The final competition, the final night, the final sudden death.
The final countdown. Did you sing that for the final?
I would have been so much better off singing that.
You probably sang 17 by Winger, didn't you?
She's only 17 in dog years. That makes her 2.5, and you know what I want.
Goodbye. You, sir, are a douchebag.
Too soon.
Oh, darn.
The experience, I guess it was, I don't know. I think Liz liked the episode where I talked about the karaoke contest, but I don't think it was the karaoke part that she enjoyed. You know, if anybody remembers that episode, yeah, it's not the karaoke part that made that noteworthy.
It was Love American Style. It happens every day.
Not to me, don't.
Love American Style. But not for Rish because he's gay. Sorry, I don't even know.
That ain't funny, man. Rish Outfield is a heterosexual.
I don't even know that song. I don't even know if that's how, I think that's sort of how the theme song to that show
goes. I thought you were singing the Love Boat theme, which I could have sung
the
along.
Love Boat.
Soon we'll be baking another rod.
You, sir, are a... Where did...
Oh, bye.
Why is the George Takei singing the Love Boat theme song here?
Come aboard.
Okay.
We're expecting. Okay. I'm one of those people that can't leave well enough alone. Yeah. It's like, okay, you know, it was funny. Now it's not. Stop. It's the opposite of it is Pauly Shore territory now.
All right. You've made it all the way to Ace Ventura territory. Oh, you better stop.
What was it that he would say that was so irritating? He'd say it like 6 times in the movie. Oh, he'd be go, alrighty then.
Alrighty then.
Oh, gosh, that is so.
Or was it
so
when he bent
unfair.
Over and asked you a question?
That was pretty funny, actually. Hello.
Okay, so you made it to the final.
Yes.
I hear.
Yeah, it would have been fun.
Tell us a little, because the last time on Rish's karaoke contest adventures.
Previously on
Rish that. Had just made it to, I don't know, one of the early rounds. He'd met a girl that he'd once had relations with. Sorry, that's not true. Rish has never had relations with anyone but himself.
Hey, there was that homeless guy.
He'd met an old flame, and he made it through to the next... The last time we spoke on this, you'd made it through to, like, what, the second to last round, right?
It went from...
I think there were 5 weeks.
It started out with, like, what, almost 50 people or something, like 48, and then went down to, like...
Well, see, they had... elimination rounds that I didn't go to. There were so many contestants. I think there were 30 the first night and 30 the second night, and I only went to the first night.
Uh-huh.
And they knocked it down to 15 and 15, so then we had 30 again.
So it went from 60 to 30.
And then I think it went from 30 to 20. And then there was another bar that was doing this at the same time. So it turns out that there were 120 participants at the very beginning. And then it got narrowed down to 25.
So 25 was the final number at the final thing. See, the last time...
There were two bars that right. participated in it.
Uh-huh.
And so there was a final at one bar and then a final at the other bar. So,
but the same 25 were at both finals, right?
Well, if you won first, second, or third place on that first night, you couldn't participate in the second night. So the second night only had like 21 people participating. But the girl that I told you about, she ended up getting eliminated.
The next time after we spoke.
After I saw her, after our eyes met and there was something. And that night, she and I and her friend all sat together. And some of that spark, that connection that I thought that I had felt, didn't really seem to be there. And I thought, oh, okay, I podcasted about this. I was so excited. You know, just I'm such a lonely dude. And the prospect of love was just like, wow, this is really cool. And you remember me. I was all excited and hugging strangers. I didn't swear at your kids.
He went out into the street. It was raining out there. And he just was like dancing around the freaking street lights and singing and putting out his umbrella and the whole bit. It was pretty weird. The weird thing was that he dances really well. I'm sprightly and nimble. I was impressed. I think if we can get a few more listeners to the podcast, it's likely that you'll make it on to Dancing with the Stars sometime soon, because they're really running out of D-list stars and they may get down to the E-list, and hopefully you'll get up to that list.
Sadly, I think I'm on the F-list.
Yes.
No, I can't dance at all, actually.
I can't dance.
I can't talk. The only thing about me is the size of my... Oh, I learned it differently. I'm sorry. Okay, so let's pretend that it hasn't been many, many weeks.
Okay.
When I talk to you about it...
Acting!
Brilliant!
Thank you.
Sorry, I was a little slow on the uptake there. Love does that to me.
Oh.
But I told you that at the end of the night, she said, Denny and me live right by that karaoke place. I mean, our respective houses.
Yeah, our separate homes.
Our completely platonic houses. Which I took as some kind of sign of, hey, I just want you to know, I am single.
Uh-huh.
And
it turns out that somebody else lived in her house with her. But it wasn't Denny. It was Red Robin.
What's Red Robin?
It was...
Gary Busey. He was the hider in the house. What?
I was trying to think of the other restaurant that's similar to Denny's, but...
Ah, I'm sorry.
It's not Red... IHOP. It wasn't Denny. It was IHOP. Oh, sorry.
You, sir.
Yes,
no,
I would not
call you that. Well, I'd probably call you something worse, huh?
Yeah,
I probably have called you something worse tonight. Like, yes.
You did call me a ball monger earlier.
I don't know that I never used that term, Adrian Peterson. That is really cool.
I don't think that it made air, but...
Oh, man. See, rule number two, everyone will use that as some kind of curse. I'm sorry. Wendy has since turned it off. Liz has turned it off, too.
Ooh-bye.
And so I thought that there might be something going on. The next time we got together, we did sit together. So that was nice. But I don't know. it felt very platonic, kind of like I was saying. It's like she was fond of me, but...
She remembered you fondly, at least.
Because we were friends, you know? It's like, hey, this is the guy that had his chance to be a real podcaster.
You blew it!
He had his chance to be with this girl, and he blew it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the night, she said, do you want to sing a song together? And we sang the Buggles' Video Killed the Radio Star together. And
I didn't know that that was a duet.
We made it into a duet. Because, you know, it's like, oh, radio star. Now, I can't go that high, but she could.
I don't know that I can listen to you go that high. Wow, I'm still...
Well, somebody somewhere thinks that I was a fine karaoke or I wouldn't have made it to the last bloody round.
Oh,
did you tell me to shut my hole?
No, I'm just... My skull is still rattling.
You don't even have the headphones
from
on.
The reverb off of that. I might have been better off if the headphones were in because they kind of plug my ears, you know?
Not the shit all.
Sorry, go on.
Okay, every time any radio station plays Video Killed the Radio Star, what bit of trivia do they always add to it? Just...
That it was the first video ever on MTV, I believe.
It cannot be played on the radio without somebody saying... But, you know, that's irrelevant now because MTV doesn't play videos.
Yeah,
who cares?
That's true.
MTV is all about, like, teenage unwed mothers now. That's all it is.
That's like saying some certain documentary was the first educational program and played on TLC. It's still called TLC, but the last time the Learning Channel had anything learning related on it was very long ago. Now, I mean, there is a Home and Garden television network, and they do basically the same thing that the Learning Channel does. It's just that friggin' endless amount of Trading Spaces run over and over and 15 other shows that are the same. Oh, my wife,
and your
likes
wife watches
those shows.
Them all.
Yes, it hurts me. But she feels the same about the sports shows that I watch. So, you know, it's all a little bit of give and take. That's what relationships are about. Tell us about yours.
I wouldn't know nothing about that. I wouldn't know nothing about no book learning.
Oh, that's right. You blew it.
You know, I had the chance to have an interesting anecdote on the show, and I blew it. She got eliminated that night. And so, you know what? Maybe that put a little bit of a pall.
Killed the radio star.
Somehow they knew that later she would sing
they
that.
They went back and changed the votes.
And so I thought... I was wrong, you know, kind of thing. But I went on to the next round, and her friend went on to the next round, too. And her friend ended up getting eliminated in the next round. But all of us sat together at a table, including a guy, I guess, who used to date my sister. And I didn't really talk about it, but my sister was really into this guy. And the very first night that I went to participate in the contest, my sister came with me, and I guess this dude – that she liked. I think his name's Cole. One of those terrible names. Is that a name? Chet. Let's call him Chet.
Okay. Chet's a name. That's a real name. That's a manly, strong, bully-ish type name.
Yeah, it's
name.
A stupid name. But I guess he was there and he was making out with a dude that was my sister's friend. A dude. I'm sorry.
He was making out with a dude, so that's why it went wrong with your sister?
No, he was making out with one of my sister's friends. I'm sorry. And it really hurt her feelings, and so she wouldn't come to any of the other competition nights because she knew this guy would be there.
Making out with dudes.
Yeah, and it was like Eric Roberts making out. Now, see, we got to come up with a new person that does like the big tongue-kissing scenes and stuff. Adrian Peterson.
You watch what you say about Adrian Peterson, all right? That's my homeboy.
Do you really love Adrian Peterson?
I do. I sometimes imagine that my wife is Adrian Peterson.
If you knew what I mean.
Gosh.
You said it. I didn't say nothing.
Hey, hello, Big Yankovic. Wait, why am I saying hello, Big Yankovic?
Is that not just like a one-size-fits-all little quote?
Didn't come.
But I sat with the girl and her friend, and her friend ended up getting eliminated that night. And so there was only me left. And I had to ask myself, well, will she be back for the next round now that her friend is no longer there? Oh, and Danny got eliminated on one of the nights that I didn't contribute. Why do you laugh?
IHOP is still Denny going, though.
Okay, to go way, way back, Denny was her male friend that she was hanging out with that night that I assumed was her boyfriend or love interest or husband even, you know. I didn't know. It'd been a long time. He was really, really good. And as I told you, I think before, he did Domo Arigato, Mr. Robot. And he did the robot.
Whoa.
I was aroused, believe me. You
know, there's not a lot of people that can pull the robot off.
So I was thinking, well, yeah, there's no way she would want to go home with me when this guy is doing the robot as we speak in leather pants, in assless chaps.
Ooh.
And I told you that he'd stuffed a sock into his pants, into the groin of his pants. Do pants have groins? See, that's how unexperienced I am with this.
I believe pants just have crotches.
I guess I was getting mixed signals, or I wasn't sure if I was right. Life has taught me that if I think that a girl is interested, she ain't. And if that I think that a girl isn't interested, she ain't. Though for one brief shining moment, I felt like there was a connection, that there was something going on. And you might be able to define that whole connection, that feeling better. Because for me, it's few and far between, ladies. But I figured, okay, we will find out on the final night. And the final night was this crazy thing that they called scaryoke. And the reason they called it scaryoke was...
because Rish was going to be there and he was going to do that radio star shriek. No?
Was it that bad? I didn't do that part. She did that part because she's a girl. And you probably don't even believe she was a girl, too. Bye. So, you know, sometimes I wish I were gay. Really, because guys are easy. A guy is easy to talk to. You know if a guy is interested in all that stuff because we're guys. We're always interested. I'm preaching to the deacon. I'm preaching to the Pope here of casting women aside like a Kleenex when you've had your way with them. And we'll do a whole podcast of you telling me stories about that.
Yeah, all right. We'll
turn down the lights and
ooh,
I'll listen.
Barbie, 9.5 weeks.
You know, I don't know that we ever got a single comment on those Barbie things, did we?
Just leave well enough alone, man.
Liz did the voice of Barbie, and I don't know that I ever thanked her. Renee did the voice of Skipper. I don't ever thanked her. The asshole who did the voice of Ken.
Deserves no thanks.
Never returned my phone calls. But
did I mention I'm handsome?
I don't remember. See, I guess that's only funny to me. Typecasting with you, by the way.
Oh. Okay, let me interrupt you just for a second.
No. The me failing completely part is about to come.
Talked an awful lot. So what we're going to do here, I think we ought to maybe we'll just stop for a second.
Are you splinching the show again?
It's time to splinch.
All right, that's fair.
I know it burns a little, but we're going to have to splinch here, and then we'll start it up again. So let's just say goodbye to the folks.
Okay, goodbye to the folks.
Yeah, thanks, Gracie. All right.
I have been Rish Outfield.
And I'm Big Anklevich. We'll see you next time with the continuing saga. Good night.
Saga.
Saga? I could have said saga.
Oh, don't do it.
Would that be better?
No.
See ya.
Please, sir, that gets my goat is produced under a Creative Commons 3.0 license. But you're free to steal it.